And I didn't really like it anyways, because, you know, the ship went here to Rotterdam, you know, in 3.5 days. You know what the time difference between here and there is? 6 hours. So every night you got 2 hour clock changes. And then you turn around, you're coming right back. It's 2 hours a night again going the other way. And that ship was so fast, you didn't walk out on deck, you know, because the windage and everything, it was, they had tunnel you walked through from forward to aft. And so you didn't know whether it was night or day, you know, after you'd been on there for 6 weeks, you didn't have a clue what it was outside.
How did that affect you?
Didn't like it.
Yeah.
Didn't like it at all. I didn't like the clock changes.
So then what was it like for you when you would come home? So suddenly, you know, you go from this, that life on board ship, and then you come back to Maine, come back to your family, and...
It's stressful, being on a ship, you know, especially as a chief engineer on a real stressful ship. That one there, I hated. I always said it was an accident waiting to happen. Okay, we almost lost ship and crew coming out. It was just as soon as I joined it, you know, they didn't have a good crew on there. And it was, you heard a ship's built to spec.
I'm not sure.
A ship built on spec, sometimes it could be two different things. One, it could be a specification, you know, that somebody that's buying a ship wanted specifically, you know, everything specific. But they also use that term sometimes, that it was just built to keep people working, and they just threw everything in it. Well, I felt that one's one of them, and it didn't, you know. Boy, when I got out there, I couldn't believe some of the things. Like, it had saltwater coolers for the air compressors with no root valve, no C valve. So you had to shut down the plant to clean the, you know, stuff like that. I'm not going to say anything more about that ship. I just get myself in trouble. It was just but after I got off, I was so, you know, I was on there for, I don't know, about 7 years. When I walked on, the captain hands me a note that says average time lapse between loss of plant. Like it was about 14, 17 hours or something like that. You know, and downtime is everything in that. Well, after I got on there, we almost hit, the only thing that saved my butt was after I got on there, when I got in Alaska, I went and told Larry, and I says, nothing works in the engine room. No standby stuff or anything. I says, we need some shoreside crew to come on. And here I am new with this outfit and everything, so they're wondering, who the hell's this guy? You know, all these other guys are Trinidad employees, you know. So Larry says, let's go call the office. So we go shoreside and call the office. And he says, you sure, Chief? You sure, Chief? I says, yes, sir, I am. And they said, well, can you get it off Seattle? We'll put a crew on there. I says, I think so. Didn't happen.